open opportunities to do things that are specific to them. And African Americans, as Apple has learned, are connoted with liberation and freedom. So if you have Martin Luther King or somebody like that in an ad, people get the sense that you're talking about rebelling against the orthodoxy and that sort of thing. So there are lots of opportunities to send that message. And I was kind of surprised that IBM invested that money in the campaign. But they are making a major impact, you know, a major commitment to Linux. And so it's, you know, though, but that's what has to happen. Somebody has to put some money into investing in it. I saw an IBM commercial with Cornel West, and even though he's very popular and very dynamic, you normally do not see him in prime time talking. You normally would see him on C-SPAN, you know, giving some lecture or something like that. So seeing Cornel West immediately got my attention. And then what is he saying? Well, he's talking about, you know, how much he loved freedom and what freedom does for you. And then I was also kind of interested because, you know, he's talking about something very positive, and so that's a departure from what you normally see on television. So I listened to the entire thing, and then at the end, there was the legend IBM and Linux. So it was a very effective commercial. And so I would suspect that a lot of people who knew nothing about Linux were prompted to go to search engines and say, well, what is this Linux thing? Because I know what Cornel West represents and I know about freedom, so what is Linux? And so that was an effective marketing campaign, I think. Cornel West is a professor of divinity at Princeton University.
Why do you think IBM spent all the money that they did on those Linux commercials?
You know, I actually asked myself that question because the way that they were presented didn't actually sell anything. So I was surprised that IBM made that kind of investment in just selling the idea of Linux, because, you know, IBM doesn't sell like a Linux personal computer or something like that, but they advertised it in a consumer market just because they decided that in order for them to stay viable in the marketplace of software, they have to get people to move beyond the Windows monopoly. And so it's going to be companies like Sun and IBM who have a vested interest, who actually engage in some market outreach to sell the idea of Linux just for their own self-protection.